那我们再祷告，我们祷告永远不会嫌多，好吧？我们天上的父，我们的神，至高、圣洁、荣耀的主，你配得我们一切的赞美。我们要感谢你赐下阳光雨露，又赐下金色的秋天，让世人有那丰收的五谷。主啊，感谢你给我们的慈爱和恩典，让我们能够来到你的面前亲近你。愿我们更多的认识你，知道你是怎么样的一位神。求你洁净孩子的口，让你的名得到高举，让说的和听的同门造就。奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告，阿门。好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Brother, sister, peace be with you.
今天我们要分享的题目是神的至高与神的辅救。
Today we are going to share on the topic of the supreme God and the humility of the God.
让我们一起来读以赛亚书第六章一到五节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 6, 1 to 5, please.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒勒弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，有两翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此说喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。这是何等惊人的一个场面。
What an astonishing scene of this.
神的临在使他的荣光充满圣殿。
The presence of God filled the temple with his glory.
四围侍立的天使在呼喊：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And the surrounding angel cry out, Holy, holy, and holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.
这强烈的宣告甚至使得圣殿门槛的根基震动，殿里充满了烟云。
The powerful proclamation even shaked the foundation of the temple's threshold, and the temple is filled with smoke.
撒勒弗是在神面前侍立的天使长，在千万的天使中享有崇高的地位。
The seraphim are the angels standing in the presence of God, holding a high position among the myriad of the angels.
但他们在神无上的荣耀面前，需要用两个翅膀遮住他们的脸，因为他们的眼睛承受不住神夺目的荣光。
However, in the dazzling glory of God, they need to use two wings to cover their face because their eyes cannot bear the glory of God.
他们也需要用两个翅膀遮住他们的双脚，代表他们知道他们作为受造者的卑微和不配。
They also use two wings to cover their feet, signifying their awareness of their humble and unworthy status of created beings.
我们也知道当年摩西在米甸给他岳父放羊，有一天走到了何烈山，就是西乃山，神从荆棘火焰里向他显现，并要打发他去埃及把以色列人领出来。
We all know in those days Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. One day he came to Horeb, the mountain of the God, which is Mount Sinai. God appeared to him from within a burning bush and instructed him to go to Egypt to lead the Israelites out. Moses said to God,
摩西就对神说，我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来，他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？
When I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your ancestor has sent me to you, and they ask, what is his name? What shall I tell them?
神对摩西说，我是自有永有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are said to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
这里中文翻译的，神对摩西说，我是自有永有的，是一种意义。若直译的话，应该是，我是那我是，或者说我的名是我是。
The translation of a Chinese expression, I am who I am, I am who I am, is somewhat interpretative. If we were to translate in literary, it will be I am that I am.
英文翻译为 I am that I am. 所以这个名代表的是那至高无上、独一无二的、宇宙万有的主宰。
In English, the translation, I am that I am, in Hebrew, the four consonants represent the revealed name of God, which in English is represented by the four consonants, YHWH.
这个名是如此的神圣，以致以色列人不敢直呼其名，就改成神为 the Lord. 在书写的时候 ,Lord 四个字母要全部大写，就像这里I am that I am, 要全部大写，代表神至高无上的崇高和荣耀。
This name signifies the supreme and unique ruler of the entire universe. It is so sacred that Israelites dare not utter it directly, so they change it to the capital, the Lord. When writing, all four letters of L-O-R-D are capitalized, just like in I am that I am, so symbolize the supreme loftiness and glory of God.
我们人与神相比怎么样呢？假如我们问一个人，你是谁？那人回答说，我是那我是。我们一定会认为他脑子不正常。
How are we as humans compared to God? If we was to ask a person, who are you? And the person reply, I am that I am. We will certainly think that person is not in their right mind.
其实，他不仅可能是精神病，他还在亵渎神。因为他把神的名号放在自己的身上。
In fact, not only could they be mentally ill, but they would also be blaspheming God by putting God's name on themselves.
我们正常人都会回答：“我姓甚名谁？何方人士？现在住哪？”等等。
A same person will answer with their family name, given name, place of origin, current residence, and so on.
作为人。我们出生，我们成长，这是我们在时间上的定位。我们迁移，我们定居，这是我们在空间上的定位。
As a human being, we are born, we grow. This is our position in time. We move, we settle. This is our position in space.
So, 我们人不能脱离时间和空间而存在，就像我们不能脱离阳光、空气、饮食而存在一样。
We as a human cannot exist without time and space, just like we cannot exist without sunlight, air, and sustenance. Similarly,
神为什么称自己为我是呢？这其中一定包括了神全部的奥秘、全部的丰盛和他全部的所是。
Why does God refer to himself as I am? Surely this encompasses all the mystery.Of God, His abundance, and all that He is.
其实整本圣经都在讲述神的所是。
The entire Bible speaks of the being of God.
神称自己为我是，是因为没有一个局限性的、个别性的名称能够完全的表达神的全部特性。
God called himself I am because there is no limit or specific name that can completely express all of the God's attributes.
这里中文翻译的自由拥有是神的两个根本特性。神的 yeah, go ahead.
The translation, I am who I am in Chinese, represents two fundamental attributes of God.
神的另外的特性有, 全知全能, 公义, 圣洁, 良善, 慈爱, 平安, 喜乐, 智慧,
等等。 God's other attributes including omniscient, omnipotent, righteousness, holiness, goodness, love, peace, joy, wisdom, and so on.
所有美好的词, 放在神的身上, 都是对的, 而且还是不够用, 不全面。
Every beautiful word attribute to God is accurate, and yet it is insufficient and not comprehensive enough.
我们再来看启示录第四章, 当使徒约翰被天使带到天上, 他说,
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4 in
他说我观看见天上有门开了我立刻被圣灵感动见有一个宝座安置在天上又有一位坐在宝座上
After this I look, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. Immediately I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it.
那坐看那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石
The one who sat there had the appearance of a jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne.
有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出。
From the throne came flash of lightning, rumbling, and peals of thunder.
有四活物各有六个翅膀遍体内外都满了眼睛。 他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。”
The four living creatures, each having six wings, was covered with eyes all around, even under their wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
在这里，约翰瞥见了天上。 神宝座前的景象，这是天上敬拜的样式。
Here John glimpsed the scenes before the throne of God in heaven. This is a pattern of worship in heaven.
那座宝座的神是超越约翰所能描述的，他只能用比喻来说明，好像碧玉和红宝石，又好像绿宝石。
The God sit on the throne is beyond what John can describe. He can only use metaphors to illustrate, saying like jasper and carnelian, and around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald.
有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，代表神的威严和大能。
Flashes of lightning, rumbling, and thunder came from the throne, representing the majesty and power of God.
这里的四活物，从以西结书类似的描述来看，应该是基路伯天使。他们是在各位，sorry.
The four living creatures mentioned here, based on a similar description in the book of Ezekiel, are likely cherubim angels.
他们是在神宝座面前侍立的天使长。 他们昼夜不住地敬拜神，说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。”
They stand before the throne of God and worship Him day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
我们中文经常把 "holy" 翻译为圣洁，虽然不能说错，却不够完全。 因为神的纯洁无罪只是神的根本特性之一，还不能完全概括神的本质。In
Chinese, we often translate word "holy" as purity, and while it's not entirely incorrect, it may not be fully comprehensive. This is because God's purity and sinlessness are just one of His fundamental attributes and cannot be fully encapsulates His essence.
所以把 holy 翻译为圣，或者说至圣，应该更为合适，因为这包括了神所有超越一切的特性。
Therefore, translating holy as sacred or most holy might be more appropriate as it indicates that God transcends all characteristics.
圣或者说 holy 是什么意思呢？圣的基本含义是切开、分开，是指神与所有的受造之物之间的天壤之别，或者截然不同。
So what does holy mean? The fundamental meaning of a holy is to cut off and separate, indicating the vast difference and complete distinctiveness between God and all created beings.
不管这受造之物是灵界的，比如说天使，还是宇宙的万物，比如人。
Whether they are in a spiritual realm like angels or in a physical realm like humans.
圣经说，耶和华呀，众神之中，谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至伦，可颂可畏，施行奇事？
The Bible says, who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majesty in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?
又说，只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
It also states, there's no one holy like the Lord. There's no one beside you. There's no rock like our God.
诗篇说，耶和华在锡安为大，他超乎万民之上，也没有磐石像我们的神。
In the song, it's mentioned the Lord is great in Zion. He's exalted over all the nation.
诗篇说，耶和华在锡安为大，他超乎万民之上，他们当称赞他大而可畏的名，他本为圣。
The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy.
这里第一段说的众神，可能是指那些根本不是神的偶像、假神，也可能是指蛮有能力的众天使。但唯有那独一的神，真正的神，就是创造宇宙万有的耶和华，他才是至圣至伦。所以神的圣就是他的卓越性，就是他的超越一切的特性。
In the first passage, when it speaks of gods, it may refer to idols or false gods that are not truly divine. Or you could refer to powerful angels, however, only the one true God, Yahweh, who created the universe and everything in it is truly holy. Therefore, God's holiness signifies his excellence and his surpassing and transcendent nature.
神的自由拥有是神的两个根本的特性，在神学里称为神的不可交通、不可分享的特性。
God's self-existence and eternity are two fundamental attributes of God. In theology, they are referred to as God's incommutable and non-shareable attributes.
神的自由是指神不受任何物质、时间和空间的限制。神的拥有是指神的永恒性。
God's self-existence means that God is not subject to any material time and space limitation, while God's eternity refers to God's everlasting nature.
与神相比，我们人都在时间里，而是被时间所改变。
In compared to God, we as humans exist within a time and are subject to its changes.
不知不觉我们长大。
Imperceptibly, we grow older.
不知不觉，我们的孩子长大。
Imperceptibly, we grow up.
岁月的年轮压上我们的两鬓。
And the years pass upon our temples and upon our foreheads.
然后压上我们的额头，最后压上我们的头顶。
Upon our foreheads, and finally we are placed inside box.
然后我们就被装进或大或小的盒子里了，被放在或大或小的石头下。
Then we are placed inside a box of various size and laid beneath a stone of a various size.
对人来说，时间是最公平的，也是最无情的。
For human, time is the most impartial, yet the most reluctantless force.
但是神在时间之外，他不被时间改变，他是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
However, God exists beyond time. He is not changed by time. He is the Almighty who was and is to come.
诗篇里说，诸山未曾出生，地狱世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
The Psalm said, before the mountain was born, O you brought forth the whole world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
又说天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地都要如外衣渐渐旧了，唯有你永不改变。你的年数没有穷尽。
If fathers stay, they will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, but you remain the same, and your years will never end.
约翰一书说，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
The first John say,God is light. In Him, there's no darkness at all.
神对一切都有完全透彻的了解，这就是神的全知。
God has omniscience, so He understand know everything.
神知道一切已经发生、正在发生和将要发生的事情。
God knows everything that has happened, is happening, and will happen.
神还有无上的智慧和能力，那就是神总是选择最好的目标和达到那些目标的最好的方式。他还有完全的能力达到所有最好的结果。
God also possesses a supreme wisdom of power, meaning He always chooses the best objectives and the best ways to achieve those objectives. He has the complete ability to achieve all the best outcomes.
在以赛亚书，神对以色列民说，你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。我曾起初指明末后的事。从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。我招鸷鸟从东方来，招那成就我筹算的从远方来。我一说出，也必成就；我一谋定，也必做成。
God said to the people of Israel in the book of Isaiah, Remember the former things, those long ago, I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I made known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, My purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey, from a far land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said that I will bring about, that what I have planned that I will do.
在就是讲到神的圣洁，就是神的完全洁净，他纯洁无瑕，没有一点污秽，没有一点邪恶，他也没有任何的罪行。
Earlier we mentioned the holiness of God, which is His complete purity. He is pure and flawless, without any defilement, evil or sin.
约翰一书说，主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他自己并没有罪。
The first epistle of John said, but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sin, and in him is no sin.
希伯来书说，像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪与人、高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合宜的。
The book of Hebrews states, such a high priest truly meets our needs. One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heaven.
与神的圣洁相连，神有完全的良善。神不作恶，他也没有任何邪恶的念头。
Connect to God's holiness is his perfect goodness. God does not commit evil. On the contrary, evil is absent of the goodness.
在耶利米书，他宣告说：“我知道，我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
In the book of Jeremiah, he declared, "For I know the plan I have for you, plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plan to give you hope and a future."
约伯记里说。所以你们明理的人要听我的话，神断不知作恶，全能者断不知作孽，他必按人所做的报应人，使个人照所行的得报。神必不作恶，全能者也不偏离公平。
In the book of Job, it is said, "So listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do evil, from the Almighty to do wrong. He repay everyone for what they have done. He brings on them what their conduct deserves. It is unthinkable that God will do wrong, that the Almighty will pervert justice."
所以神也是完全公义的。公义是什么意思呢？公义是给予每一个人他所当得的。
God is also perfectly just. What does justice mean? Justice means giving each person what they deserve.
在耶利米书，神宣告说：“我耶和华是鉴察人心、试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。”
God proclaimed, In the book of Jeremiah, God proclaimed, "I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind, to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve."
启示录说，我有听见祭坛中有声音说，是的，主神全能者，你的判断义哉诚哉。
In the book of Revelation, it says, "Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments."
因为神的全知，他完全了解人的内心，他也知道一切的细节，所以他能够照个人的动机和所行的结果报应个人，因此他的审判都是完全公义的。
Because of God's omniscience, he fully understands the human heart and knows all the details. Therefore, he can reward each person according to their motives and action. Hence, his judgments are entirely just.
也许你会说，神是很好，我也还过得去吧。我一不杀人，二不偷盗，而且我努力做好人。再说，我人也挺机灵。圆周率能记到小数点后面16位数，我是比上不足，比下有余。
Perhaps you might say, "God is good, and I'm doing all right too. I don't kill, I don't steal, and I try to be a good person. Moreover, I'm quite intelligent. I can remember pi up to 16 decimal places. I fall short of the highest and exceed the lowest."
那我们来看看，这比上到底有多么不足。做个比方，与神的崇高相比，我们能蹦多高呢？一般来说，普通人的垂直弹跳有0.6米就相当不错了。如果有0.9米，已经是有很高的运动天赋了。要知道，世界的跳高纪录是2.45米，是古巴的索托马约尔在1993年7月27日创下的。从1993年到2023年，已经保持了30年。
Now let's consider how much we fall short compared to the highest. Let's use an analogy to illustrate. What compared to the loftiness of God? What, how high can we jump? Typically, an ordinary person jumping vertically is considered good if they reach 0.6 meters. If they reach 0.9 meters, they already possess great athletic talent. Keep in mind that the world record for high jump is 2.45 meters, achieved by the Jeffers Stonemeyer of the Cuba on July 27, 1993. And this record has stood for 30 years from 1993 to 2023.
当一个人不知道自己几斤几两的时候, 我们说他不知道天高地厚。
When a person doesn't understand the magnitude of their ability, we say that they lack an understanding of the grand scheme of things.
那么天到底有多厚呢? 有多高呢? 地球大气层向外太空过渡的地方, 位于地球表面往上1000公里处。 所以很好记, 天高1000公里 假如我们坐上飞机 飞上天了 很高了吧 有多高呢 民航飞机的平均飞行高度是1万米 1万米 感觉好高吧 但那才是10公里 那是在天的1%的下面潜行
So how high is the sky exactly? The transition from the Earth's atmosphere to outer space occurs about 1,000 kilometers above the Earth's surface. So it's easy to remember the sky is 1,000 kilometers high. If we was aboard an airplane and fly into the sky, it might seem very high, right? How high is it really? The average cruising altitude for commercial airplanes is 10,000 meters, which might seem impressive, but that's only 10 kilometers, so just about 1/110 of the skies.
那么,神的崇高与天相比有多高呢?
So human, the sky is already quite high. So how does the loftiness of God compare to the sky?
诗篇113篇说, 耶和华超乎万民之上, 他的荣耀高过诸天。其实，我们哪里可以用物理的量度来测度神呢？我们这些卑微的人，我们哪里有一丁点资格来与神相比呢？
Psalm 113 say, The Lord is exalted over all the nations, His glory above the heavens. In reality, where can we find a way to measure God with the physical dimensions? As human individuals, do we have even the slightest qualification to compare ourselves to God?
我们人不仅在地面往上蹦不了几次, 实在地说,我们是在地底下, 是在深坑里, 而且是在深坑的沼泽里。那深坑,那沼泽就是我们的罪孽污秽。
We humans not only cannot jump very high above the ground. To be honest, we are not even on the surface. We are in the deep pit, and we are in the mire of that pit. The deep pit, that mire, is our sin and filth.
旧约的先知和祭司以斯拉深刻地认识到这一点。他说, 献晚祭的时候，我起来，心中愁苦，穿着撕裂的衣袍，双膝跪下，向耶和华我的神举手，说：“我的神啊，我抱愧蒙羞，不敢向我神仰面，因为我们的罪孽灭顶，我们的罪恶滔天。神啊，我们因自己的恶行和大罪遭遇了这一切的事，并且你们。” 并且你刑罚我们轻于我们罪所担的，又给我们留下这些人。In
the Old Testament, the prophet and priest era during the offering deeply realized this. He said, In the evening offering, I arose deeply troubled in my heart, wearing torn robes, and kneeling with my hands lifted to the Lord my God, saying, O my God, I am ashamed and embarrassed to lift my face to you, my God, for our iniquity have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has reached the heavens. O God, we have experienced all these things due to our own weakness and great sins, and yet you have punished us less than our sin deserved, and have given us a revenant like this.
前面提过，公义是一个人得着他所当得的，就像以斯拉这里说的，我们因自己的恶行和大罪遭遇了这一切的事，我们是罪有应得。
As mentioned earlier, justice is a person receiving what they deserve. Just as Ezra said, we have experienced all these things due to our own weakness and great sins. We deserve the punishment of our sins.
一个主命题成立，他的立法命题也是同样成立的。所以公义也必然是一个人不得着他所不当得的。按照公义的原则，一个人得着他所不当得的，或者一个人不得着他所当得的，都是不对的。
When a main proposition is established, its contrapositive is also equally valid. That is, a person does not receive what they do not deserve. According to the principle of justice, it is wrong for a person to receive what they do not deserve, or for a person not to receive what they deserve.
但是，要是神只按公义来待我们，我们就完蛋了。按以赛亚的话，就是祸灾，我灭亡了。英文是 Woe is me, for I am undone.Undone 就是 destroyed. I'm undone 就是我毁了，我完蛋了。
However, if God was to treat us only with justice, we would be doomed. In the words of Isaiah, it would be, woe is me, for I am undone. Undone here means destroyed. I am undone means I'm ruined, I'm finished.
恩典就是一个人得着他所不当得的，天堂永生的福乐，与荣耀、威严、圣洁的神在一起，谁配？我们哪一个人都不配。
Grace, on the other hand, is a person receiving what they do not deserve, the eternal blessing of heaven and life, along with the glory, majesty, and holiness of God. Who is worthy of them? None of us.
就是我们的现在今生，我们享受着多少自己不配得的。拿我来说，我是一个没有爱的人，一点也不知道体贴人，一句关心的话都说不出来。我的妻子苏兰跟着我，不仅没有享受幸福和温暖，她还受尽了委屈和伤心。真的，我哪里配得有一个妻子？我哪里配得有一个家呢？我哪里配得有孩子呢？是神极大的恩典，让我有一个贤淑的妻子，有一个下班之后可以回的家，还有一双健康可爱的女儿。
Even in our present life, how much are we enjoying that we do not deserve? Speaking for myself, I'm a person without love, utterly unaware of how to be considerate, unable to utter a word of care. Sulam being with me not only does not enjoy happiness and warmth, but also suffer grievance and heartaches. Truly, what do I deserve to have a wife? Where do I deserve to have a home? Where do I deserve to have children? It is the immense grace of God that allow me to have a virtuous wife, a home to return to after work, and a pair of healthy and lovely daughters.
怜悯是一个人不得着他所当得的。我们这些罪人本来当得的就是永远的死亡，就是地狱火湖的永远的煎熬。
Mercy is a person not receiving what they deserve. We sinner originally deserve the external torment of the lake of fire.
我们也知道，疾病的根本原因也是罪，但其中可以分开为两种情况。有些疾病 是个人的罪直接造成的，比如吸烟导致肺癌，酗酒导致肝硬化，吸毒、少量成瘾、过量致死。而有些疾病是与全人类的罪有关，从亚当犯罪以来，一代又一代的人都犯罪，这些累积起来的罪污染了整个世界，败坏了人的身体，使得我们的身体要生病、要衰老、要死亡。
We also know that the root cause of illness is sin, but it can be divided into the two situations. Some illnesses are directly caused by an individual's sin, such as smoking, leading to lung cancer, alcohol abuse causing liver cirrhosis, and drug addiction leading to the fatal overdose. And some illnesses are related to the sin of all humanity, since Adam's sin, generation after generation, has sinned. And this accumulated sin has polluted the whole world and corrupted the human body, making us susceptible to sickness, aging, and death.
我们人体有约300,000,000个细胞，每个细胞都可能发生病变。就是一个看似安全的脂肪细胞都可能癌变。
Keep in mind that the human body has 300 to 400 trillion cells, and each cell is susceptible to mutation. Even seemingly harmless fat cells can become cancerous.
在两周前10月1号的凌晨约4:30，我突然从疼痛中醒来，就在痛是在我的右侧胸部，感觉不是在胸壁，而是在里面。我早上起来去教会，还是感觉到隐隐作痛。星期天晚上还是疼。我非常担心。我为什么要担心呢？你知道，每当病理科收到一个肺部的活检，我们首先要查看的是一个人的吸烟史。我在上大学的时候，从大二开始就学会了抽烟，有一阵子还抽得很凶，一直到我工作的第二年我才戒掉了，我吸了将近5年的烟。
2 weeks ago on the early morning of October 1st around 4:30 a.m. I suddenly woke up from the pain in my right chest. The pain was not on the chest wallBut felt like it was inside the lungs. The pain continued even when I went to church that morning, and it still hurt on Sunday night. I was extremely worried. Why was I worried? You know, whenever the pathology department received a lung biopsy, the first thing we check is the person's smoking history. When I was in college, starting from my sophomore years, I learned to smoke.And for a period, I smoked heavily. It wasn't until my second year of the work that I managed to quit. I smoked for nearly 5 years.
我不敢跟舒兰说我的担心。到星期一上午，我赶紧去看医生。他安排我下午去做胸部的 CT 检查。第二天下午 ，CT 检查的报告出来了，我简直不敢点开那报告。我坐在那里，我知道那结果完全在我的控制能力之外。我只有祷告，祈求神赦免我的罪孽过犯。最后，我终于打开了那报告。报告里说，我的肺部有3个2毫米左右的小结节，应该都是良性的。我能怎么说呢？我只有说，主啊，我的神，我感谢你，是你一次又一次给了我无比的恩典和怜悯。
I did not dare to tell Sudan about my worry. By Monday morning, I hurried to see a doctor, and she arranged for me to have a chest CT scan in the afternoon. The CT report came out the next afternoon, and I was almost afraid to open it. I sat there knowing that the result was completely beyond my control. All I could do was pray and implore God to forgive me my sins and transgression. Finally, I opened the report, and it stated that there was 3 nodules, about 2 millimeters in size in my lungs, all of which should be completely benign. What can I say? I could only say, Lord my God, I thank you. It is your grace, time and time again, that has granted me immeasurable mercy and compassion.
按照我的历史，我当得肺癌，但我现在没得，这完完全全是神的怜悯。他没有让我得着我当得的，我哪天没得，哪天就是神的怜悯临到我。哪一天我要是得了肺癌，但是神的公义临到我，我得着我当得的。
Based on my history, I deserve lung cancer, but I hasn't contracted it now. This is entirely God's mercy. He did not let me receive what I deserve. The day I don't contract it, that day is God's mercy upon me. If one day I was to get lung cancer, it will be God's justice upon me, receiving what I deserve.
我不是咒诅自己，而是因为我在30年前就害了自己。错，也就是罪。已经造成，若罪要造成后果，是我咎由自取。神没有亏欠我一丝一毫，而我有一天的健康，就是神的恩典和怜悯复辟在我身上。我每天都只有感恩再感恩。
I'm not cursing myself, for I has harmed myself 30 years ago. The wrong has been done, and sin has already caused its consequences. If a consequence must follow sin, it is my own fault, and God owe me nothing. And a day of health I have is God's grace and mercy covering over me. Every day I can only be thankful again and again.
大卫在诗篇40章里说，因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了，使我不能昂首。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。
David said in Psalm 40, For troubles without numbers surrounded me, my sin have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me.
我们现在罪的深坑的沼泽里，有任何的希望吗？我们能够靠自己从沼泽里挣脱出来吗？若靠我们自己，当我们想拔出一只脚的时候，另一只脚却陷得更深。
Are there any hope when we are trapped in the deep pit of sin? Can we free ourselves from the mire on our own? By ourselves, when we try to pull one foot out, the other one sinks even deeper.
我们的希望在哪？我们唯一的希望是在那一位不在深坑里、不在沼泽里的，就是那一位圣洁、无罪、全能又良善的神。我们唯一的希望就是神从高天伸出他大能而又怜悯的手来，把我们从深坑的沼泽里拔出来。就像大卫在诗篇里描述的，他从高天伸手抓住我，把我从大水中拉上来，这就是神的救拔，是神因着他对我们的慈爱和怜悯而给我们的拯救。
Where is our hope? Our only hope is in the one who is not in the deep pit, not in the mire, the one who is holy, blameless, all-powerful and good. Our only hope is this, God from on high extends his mighty and merciful hand to pull us out of the deep pit of a mire. Just as David described in the Psalms, he reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep water. This is God's deliverance, a rescue given to us by God because of his love and mercy towards us.
诗篇113篇说，谁像耶和华我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处，自己谦卑，观看天上地下的事。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆里提拔穷乏人。 中文这里说的神自己谦卑，一本说 He stoops down. 那什么是 stoops down?
Psalm 113 say, Who is thy the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stooped down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raised the poor from the dust and lifted the needy from the ash heap. What does mean of a stoop down?
查字典的话, stoop 就是向前弯下自己的头或身体，甚至屈下自己的膝盖，就像一位父亲或者母亲，满怀慈心，向他的孩子弯下腰，屈下膝，让够不着他的孩子能够与他说话，或者扑入他的怀抱。In
English, when you say he stooped down, it means to bend forward and lower oneself, even to bend the knees. It's like the father or mother, full of love, bending down to their child, lowering their knees so the child who cannot reach them can speak to them or be embraced by them.
我们的神更是这样，他知道我们的卑微、困苦和无助，于是他放下他荣耀至圣的身份。
Our God is even more like this. He knows our loneliness, distress, and helplessness. So He put aside His glories and holy nature to come down to us.
做父母的抚救孩子，而我们的天父是如何的抚救我们呢？
As parents stood down to their children, how does our Heavenly Father stood down to us?
我们一起来读以赛亚书五十七章，一起来。因为那至高至圣，永远长存，
He who lives forever, who names holy, I live in a highly and holy place. That who is one who contrited and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the hearts of contrited. I have seen their way, but I will heal them. I will guide them and restore comfort to Israel's mourners.
To each other's mourners. 有无限的荣耀，然而为使我们这些罪人得救，他舍弃他的尊荣，取了卑微的人的样式。不仅如此，他还要为此受极大的苦，不但是受贫穷饥饿之苦，受世人打骂唾弃的羞辱之苦，而且还要受十字架的极刑之苦。
The grace of God stooping down is perfectly demonstrated through Jesus Christ. Christ is the complete God, possessing the image of God and infinite glory. However, to save us sinners, He relinquished His glory and took on the form of a humble man. Not only that, but He also endured immense suffering for this cause. He endured not only by people, but also the extreme agony of the crucifixion.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。在十字架上，他不仅身体受苦，在心灵上，他也忍受最大的苦，因为他只身一人担当千万人的罪，而忍受爱他和他爱的父神对他的击打和离弃。
Being hung on the cross, personally bearing our sins, on the cross He suffered not only in physical but also in His soul, enduring the greatest suffering as He bore the burden of the sin of countless individuals alone, enduring the stripes and abandonment from God the Father whom He loved and who loved Him.
大家都知道，麻风病是一种很古老的疾病。 我们可能没有想到，如今还有麻风病，中国有，美国也有。比如2020年，美国新发麻风病例为159例。麻风病是一种很危险的传染病，慢性感染可以对皮肤和神经造成严重的损伤。 麻风病是通过接触和飞沫传播的，所以遇见麻风病人，大家都是心里发抖，肯定是躲得越远越好。
Everyone is aware that leprosy is a very ancient disease. We might not have a thought about it, but leprosy still exists today, not just in China, but also in the United States. For instance, in 2020, there was 159 new cases of leprosy in the United States. Leprosy is a dangerous infectious disease, and chronic infection can cause severe damage to the skin and nerves. Leprosy is transmitted through contact and respiratory droplets. So when encountering a leprosy patient, everyone is fearful and certainly prefer to stay as far away as possible.
但是我们的主耶稣，他看见麻风病人的苦情，却动了慈心。他本可以说，你别过来，你别过来，我远远的用一句话就可以医治你。相反，他接近这个病人，甚至用手去摸这个麻风病人。这是慈爱的抚摸，这是怜悯的抚摸，因为他知道麻风病人需要医治，但人见人弃的麻风病人更需要爱的接纳。
However, our Lord Jesus, upon seeing the suffering of a leper,was moved by compassion. He could have said, stay away, I can hear you with just a word. On the contrary, he approached this patient, even reached out and touching the leper. This was a gentle touch of love and mercy, for he knew that the leper needed healing, but even more so, the leper shined by others needed the embrace of love.
我们很多人都去看过尼亚加拉大瀑布，我相信我们每次去看，最令人震惊的永远是那无时不刻我相信我们每次去看最令人震惊的永远是那无时无刻激数而下的大水，据说是每秒钟有3160吨的水倾倒而下。
Many of us has visited Niagara Falls. I believe that every time we go, what is most awe-inspiring is the constant rapid descent of the immense volume of the water, reportedly pouring down at a rate of 3,160 tons per second.
如果这瀑布的水量之大，令你震动，神有多少？倾倒在你我身上的恩典呢？我们每次数算的时候，是不是应该更加的被震撼呢？
If the magnitude of the water in this waterfall is astonishing, how much grace has God poured down on you and me? Shouldn't we be even more awestruck every time we contemplate this?
约翰一书说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得成为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。英文说 How great is the love the Father has lavished on us. Lavish 就是把大量的水倾倒浇灌下来，就是说神把他的爱倾倒浇灌在我们身上。因为他的大爱，我们这些卑微的罪人竟被抬举到被称为上帝的儿女，这是神把何等的慈爱倾倒在我们身上。
The first epistle of John says, "See that how great love of a Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." In English, it said, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us." Lavishing means pouring down or pouring out a large amount of water.Which is to say, God has poured out His love on us because of His great love. We humble sinners are lifted up to call the children of the sovereign of the old creation. This is how much love God has lavished upon us.
在以弗所书第一章七到十节，在原文只是一句话，用这么长的一句话，为的是要把神倾倒在我们身上的恩典。说得一清清楚楚。
In Ephesians, first chapter, verses 7 to 10, the original text is one sentence. The purpose of using such a long sentence is to clearly convey the grace that God has poured upon us.
让我们一起来读，一起来。
In him we have a redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in according with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us, with all wisdom, understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into when the time
that should then faithfully
to bring fully to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. The English version also uses a single sentence to clearly explain how God poured out in one continuous outpouring the redemption through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and many other abundant grace to us, stating the reason, means, and purpose.
为了将我们从罪里救赎出来，主耶稣在十字架上 将他的命倾倒出来，以至于死。正是他把自己的生命倾倒出来，让我们得着他的生命。他受苦，我们得福；他受鞭伤，我们得医治；他受咒诅，我们得祝福。
In order to redeem us from sin, Lord Jesus poured out his life to death on the cross. He poured out his own life, enabling us to receive his life. He suffered, and we receive blessing. He was whipped, and we receive healing. He was cursed, and we receive blessing.
诗篇136节是一首很奇特的诗，全诗26节，每一节都在赞美神的大能和作为，而每一节的后半句都是说，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Psalm 136 is a unique point. It is in every verse, it praises God's great power and deeds. And the second half of each verse says his love endures forever.
当我们在困难中，在重压下，或者在抑郁、绝望中，我们来读这首诗歌，我们的心应该得到安慰和鼓励，因为我们的神不仅在历史中。 他也在当下，在我们每个人的生命中，每时每刻，都在对我们表达他的慈爱。
When we are in difficulties, under pressures, or in depression and despair, as we read this poem, our hearts shall find comfort and encouragement, for our God expresses his love to us not only in history, but also in the present, in each of our lives. At every moment, his love endures forever.
我们一起来读其中的几节，开始。你们要称谢万主之主，Give
thanks to the Lord of the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonder, for his steadfast love endures forever. He remembers us in our low estates, his love endures forever. And frees us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. His love endures forever. Give sin to the God of heaven. His love endures forever.
那我们该如何来回应神的大爱呢？圣经提醒我们说，我们岂能藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐？ 不晓得他的恩慈是领我们悔改呢？他的恩典、他的怜悯、他的抚救，是要引导我们回到他的面前，来爱他，来亲近他。How
should we respond to God's great love? The Bible says, should we disdain his abundant kindness tolerance and patience, not knowing that his kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. His grace, his mercy, his stoop-down are meant to guide us back to his presence, to love him, to draw near to him.
首先，因为神是圣洁的，所以我们若要亲近神，若要服侍神，就要像亚伦和他的儿子，也要分别为圣，并且要追求圣洁，就是要从世上的罪恶中分别出来，把自己献给神，完全归神使用。因为圣经说，非圣洁，没有人能见主。
First of all, because God is holy, if we want to draw near to God, if we want to serve God, we need to be consecrated. Just like Aaron and his sons, we need to pursue holiness to separate ourselves from the pollution of the world, to dedicate ourselves to God, to be completely devoted for God's use. For the Bible says, without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
其次当以赛亚看见神的圣洁，又受了神的洁净之后，听见神的呼召说：“我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我们去呢？”他就勇敢地接受神的差遣，说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”让我们学习他的榜样，愿意受神的差遣，受神的使用。
Secondly, after Isaiah saw the holiness of God and experienced his purification, he heard God's calling saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? He bravely accepted God's commission, saying, Here I am, send me. Let us learn from his example, being willing to be sent by God and be used by God.
第三，我们受了神这么多的慈爱和怜悯，我们也要把他的慈爱和怜悯传递出去。生命记里有很多处提醒我们，要记得帮助穷人、孤儿、寡妇和寄居者。第十五章说：“你不可冷着心、攥着手，不帮扶你穷乏的弟兄，总要向他们伸开手，照他们所缺乏的借给他，补他的不足。”
Thirdly, we see so much.Of God's love and mercy bestowed upon us. We should also extend his love and compassion to others. Deuteronomy reminds us in many places to remember to help the poor, orphans, widows, and strangers. In chapter 15, it says, You should give to him freely, and your heart shall not be grudged when you give to him, because for this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake.
所以对有需要的人，我们的手要松一点，要是我们的手太紧，我们就会硬着心，转过脸去，装作没看见。我们不能这样，相反，我们要传递神的爱，要让别人在我们身上感受到神的爱，要让世人都被神的爱所摸着，所吸引。这就是神赋予我们的责任。
We should be more open-handed towards those in need. If we are too tight-fisted, we may harden our hearts and turn a blind eye. We should convey God's love, allowing everyone to be touched and drawn by God's love. This is God, put a responsibility on us.
最后，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的神万有的创造者，天地的主宰，自由拥有的神，你全知全能，至善至美，完全公义，完全圣洁。你的崇高过于诸天，你的荣耀比宇宙中所有的恒星加起来还要强烈千万倍。然而，你也是慈爱怜悯的神。你抚救我们这些卑微的人，你甚至赐下你的爱子，让他为我们这些陷在罪里的人舍命，把我们救拔出来。主啊，求你赐给我们力量， 来效法你的良善圣洁，成为你恩典的管道，来传递你的慈爱和怜悯，让世人都为你的爱所吸引而归向你。感谢赞美你，我们的神，奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告，
阿们。
感谢神。